When we designed the Half-Life 2 facial system back in 2000, our goal was to get a natural-looking performance at a moderate distance. Given our real-time polygon and texture budgets, we chose fairly reserved or constrained performances over ever having the actors' faces get into a bad-looking or unnatural expression. For Episode 1, we wanted to extend the character's facial system to support more intense performances with a wider range of facial expressions that would hold up better at close range. These facial improvements included increasing the detail around the eyes and mouth, increasing the number of facial shape targets, think of these as movements of muscle groups, by about 50%, rewriting the rules that control how these shapes blend, and increasing the intensity of many of our existing shapes. In addition, we added support for controlling the amplitude of the facial movement for lip sync animation, which let us dampen or amplify the mouth shapes based on the volume or intensity of the dialogue.